Welcome back to Dateline Washington. This is the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a check of our top news at week's end. Greenhouse gas emissions are dangerous. That's the conclusion, according to a new declaration from the Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA says emissions such as carbon dioxide endanger human health and welfare for current and future generations. The declaration clears the way for new government regulations aimed at curbing global climate change, regulations that were vigorously opposed by the previous Bush administration. In a statement, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson said the findings confirmed that, quote, greenhouse gas pollution is a serious problem now and for future generations. She also called global climate change an enormous problem. So what could this mean down the line? Well, House Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Henry Waxman of California says he will not compromise on his proposed 20% reduction in greenhouse gases over the next decade in the face of criticism from other lawmakers who say the economy would suffer if those limitations were put in place. Waxman was interviewed by Bloomberg Television's Political Capital with Al Hunt and says, quote, I want to keep those caps in place. It's what the scientists are telling us we must do to avoid a global catastrophe. Waxman said he would be willing to give ground in other areas of the measure, which comes up for its opening round of debate in Congress next week. The 4 days of subcommittee hearings follow the ruling Friday from the Environmental Protection Administration, which could mean some serious new regulations for vehicles in terms of their emissions as well as for industry. Waxman says he expects his climate bill as well as health care reform legislation to clear the House before August. He is taking issue, though, with President Obama's plan to use 80% of the estimated $646 billion in revenue raised from carbon permits under so-called cap-and-trade system to help fund middle-class tax cuts. I don't think that's the best use of it, Waxman says. By and large, it should be spent on green technologies, and part of it, he says, could be used to, quote, help consumers with higher energy costs and hard-hit industries, especially coal. What he's referring to there is the cap-and-trade system, which would impose a major energy tax on any energy consumer, whether you're driving or simply engaged in the use of utilities such as electricity, especially if they're powered by gas or especially coal. Some estimates say it could be thousands of dollars per family per year if the cap-and-trade system is imposed. In other news, as many as 40 people may have been killed earlier on Friday in a village in eastern Afghanistan when the area was ripped by an earthquake. The U.S. Geological Survey measured the quake at a 5.1 magnitude that struck 30 miles west-southwest of Jalalabad. Witnesses say villagers were scrounging through the rubble of flattened homes looking to recover bodies. President Obama has arrived in Trinidad for the Summit of the Americas. Hot topics at the weekend summit include regional drug wars, trade, energy, climate change, as we've already mentioned, and the global economic crisis. Obama will seek to improve relations with Latin American leaders. According to the White House, President Obama will not meet with Venezuela's controversial President Hugo Chavez, a harsh critic of the U.S. Chavez once called former President Bush El Diablo on the floor of the United Nations. Chavez is expected to press the 34-nation summit to start, including Cuba. As the Western Hemisphere's only non-democracy, Cuba has been excluded from the summit for decades. President Obama recently softened U.S. travel restrictions to Cuba. In fact, earlier this week he did so, but stopped short of lifting a long-running trade embargo. At a news conference in Mexico City, Obama called it a good faith sign that the U.S. wants to recast its relationship with the communist island nation. Also, the National Institutes of Health reporting on Friday that they are putting in limitations for the expansion of embryonic stem cell research receiving federal funds. The NIH says that there will be no money spent on embryos created simply for scientific research, meaning those embryos already have to be frozen and about to be discarded before they can be used for the research being funded by federal tax dollars. On Wall Street today, the S&P 500 finished in positive territory for the sixth straight week as stocks enjoyed gains to end the day. Positive reports from both General Electric and Citigroup buoyed the markets. The Dow finished 6 points higher at 8131, the S&P 500 up 4 to 871, the Nasdaq up 1 point to 1672, and a heroic welcome in Burlington, Vermont on Friday as Maersk Alabama Captain Richard Phillips, who was held several days by Somali pirates, is home. He says the U.S. military are the ones who are heroes.
I've never been around a better group of young, more dedicated, professional, capable people in my life.
Phillips also says his crew did a magnificent job.
And we did what we trained to do. We're just seamen. We do the best with what we got. And my crew did an excellent job. And I'm so proud of them that they're all home.
Phillip says he's amazed at the outpouring of support from his neighbors as well as across the country, and he says he's very grateful for the encouragement and the prayers.
For all the support from my fellow Americans, I can't believe this. I'm not a hero. It just floors me about the everything I've read.
Still ahead on Dateline Washington, our end of the week fun with the Capitol Steps, a look at the persecution of Christians in Somalia and North Korea, and when we come back, the significance of the Environmental Protection Agency regulating carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. Stay tuned.